try and give you a quick encapsulation of the last 5 years of my life. I'd been single, and I was a single mom, and I had been looking for or expecting a life partner for a long time. I met this very powerful, energetic man, and you know how you know when it's right, it was right. Well, 15 days later, he was killed on a motorcycle. 9 months later, I met the real love of my life. We had 90 days of bliss, and then he was diagnosed with stage 4 brain and body cancer. I took care of him for 16 weeks, and he died in my home. But I found Guruji right after he was diagnosed in October of 2010. I believe that his suffering was so much reduced because I joined the Master's program, and I would let him listen in on the calls. And when you have someone in your life that gives you his number and you can call him 24/7 and reach out for help, and he's there, and I remember calling him at the end and saying, he's living in two dimensions now, it's time, he's suffering, and I need some help to get him gone. And he said, I'm gonna bless him by 4 o'clock this morning. So I stayed up with him till like 4:30, because if he passed, I didn't want him to think he was passing alone, even though he was in my family room in a hospital bed and I was sleeping on the couch. So he faced me and I faced him, and he passed 2 days later very easily, without struggle. And before he passed, he said to me, honey, I'm already over here having fun. I said, really? Have you found me yet? And he said, yes. And I said, then honey, you're good to go. So in my belief system, which, forgive me if I'm stepping on yours, I believe the big hologram is there. And the little fragments break off and have experiences, learnings, whatever, other places, other universes. So I said, well, we all leave here thinking we're going to be missing everyone, children, family, friends. They're all already there waiting for us. And I can imagine, as we're about ready to jump off from the diving board into the birth canal, they're like, see you in a while. Anyway, after that, after losing two men in 16 months and having no one in 20 years, I was in a pretty low space. And I came out to San Diego to meet Guruji personally, and he literally breathed life back into me. I mean, I was lower than ever, and I still had children, so I couldn't like allow myself to sink into that. And he was so generous, he called me once a month and spoke to me for an hour, and literally, as I said, breathed life back into me. Shortly after that, my 21-year-old had a cancer scare on her cervix, and she was down in college. And she didn't have the time to come to Phoenix to get a blessing because she was working and going to school, and she just didn't have the hours to drive up, see him, and go back. So he called me a week after I told him about her problem. He said, we're going to her. Long story short, my daughter had to go to the gynecologist every 3 months for 18 months, and she is completely clear and was from the first blessing. I called him about 3 weeks ago. I had an incident with my little daughter, an emotional incident, and her face was all broken out, and she's in a very low place. And it was right before he was leaving for India, and I saw her about a week later, and it was like transformation in front of my eyes. She looked like the angel that I had given birth to instead of a meth addict. I mean, I'm like, Holly, what has happened? She goes, well, Sean's mother moved out. We have the house back, and on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 11 for happiness. I'm like, fabulous. What has really stuck for me lately is that Guruji has said everybody has their own destiny. You can't change anybody's destiny. You can't get in the way of it. You can't stamp your foot. And whatever, you just have to just be there, be balanced, be supportive, be loving, and let everybody go through their process. And I'm going to wind this up and say that I never allowed myself as a single mom on commission to cry. It was a luxury. I'm crying much more, and it's not grief anymore. It's joy and it's tears of gratitude for the path that I'm on, the path I chose, the help that I found on the way, the inspiration and the support. And it's such a cleansing, and I'm really grateful. I mean, we are all so lucky. Imagine the world doesn't know he's here. He walks the planet. You're here, you know him. The 500 people that are on online right now, if you can get here next time and be here and feel and experience this live, there's nothing like it. I'm just grateful. Thank you.